Hare Krishna. Please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Brief moment, let us again look in the sky at the moon, please. It is Purnima, the full moon of January, the first half. It's Maha Sankranti, or the time when the sun and the whole planetary systems change their course. And a new period, a new phase starts. It is said that every activity which is done during this time period will take the force of the whole cosmos and then utilize it so that the next year or the next phase can become successful. I personally think it is a very, very significant and very beneficial that we have all been called this evening. We have all heard the spiritual calling of Lord Krishna to come for this satsang here in the house of Mahesh. And I strongly believe, and I'm sure, that all of us will get the tremendous cosmic force of Maha Sankranti, the tremendous blessing of the Lord who is behind this material nature, and our endeavors for the next phase of our life will become very successful. And I'm also very sure that because today is the auspicious appearance day of our affectionate well-wisher Bhakti Pringa Govinda Maharaj, that we have his blessings also. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. On this very sacred day, I would like to introduce a spiritual concept from the Vedic scriptures which will help us to make doubly sure that our endeavors will be successful. I would like to introduce to you the spiritual circle. The Krishna Rekha, which will help us in our own spiritual pursuits. Have you noticed that when Hare Krishna when sadhus are depicted, there's always a halo around them, a circle around the head? When we paint or when we see a photograph of Lord Krishna, a picture of Lord Krishna, Balaram, there's always a spiritual effulgence around the head. Have you noticed this?
Yes.
Have you further noticed that this circle is not only there in the saints of our tradition, it's not only there around Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, or around the Lord, but it is there in Christian saints, Muslim saints, Sufi saints. Have you seen the circle around the head of people? What this is an attempt to show that a person who is on the spiritual path has an effulgence around him, a spiritual effulgence. We can all feel this effulgence. When we see a Vaishnava entering into the path of our eyes, we feel that the atmosphere is changing. We look at the Vaishnava and then we feel in our hearts happiness, because that devotee carries a circle around him, a spiritual circle. He has not come alone. Srila Prabhupada has expressed this about his disciples. He has said that the disciples are the devotees of Krishna. May have looked unhappy before they came to Krishna consciousness, but now they are very happy. He said they are dancing peacocks. Yes, they have a certain atmosphere, and we can all feel this. I have noticed when my dear god brother Bhakti Bringa Govinda Maharaj entered through the gate, he carried a spiritual circle. And we were touched in our hearts and felt, oh, good that he has come to save us. Hare Krishna. So this spiritual circle is something which all of us could develop if we know the art how. And in the remaining 7 minutes which I have, we are in German time zone, I will try to briefly explain this by telling you the concept of the Krishna Rekha or the Lakshman Rekha. For this I will change a little. I will become again the Vedic storyteller, and you please are people in the village. We are now in the little village, huh? The Puranic Katha person has just come, and with him his instruments. And he will tell a story. My dear villagers of Dubai, when Lord Ram was banished in the forest, his beloved Sita and his beloved brother Lakshman followed along. Oh, the demons also followed the Lord's path, and they planned how to steal Sita away from Rama. They felt that Ram would be so sad that they would be able to overwhelm him. But more than anything, Ravan, the king of the demons, the Asura army, had fallen blindly in love with Mother Sita when he heard about her the first time. Ravan was so lusty after Sita that he felt he wanted to kidnap Sita. But how to do it? When Ram was around, it looked very difficult to kidnap Sita. So together with his friend Marichi, Ravan developed the plan to allure Ram away from Sita. Marichi, the powerful sorcerer, took on the form of a golden deer, came before Sita, and played around. And Sita said to Ram, see this deer. I want this deer. So Ram said, it's a demon. It's a demon in disguise. I can smell it. But Sita wanted the deer so much that Ram felt compulsed, forced to get the deer for his beloved wife. And the deer lured Ram away from Sita. At the end, Ram said, you are a demon, I know it. And he took his arrow and shot into the heart of the sorcerer Marichi, who had taken the disguise of the deer. And when the dying Marichi lay on the ground in the blood of his heart, he called out in the voice of Ram, Sita, Lakshman, help! Back in the ashram, Sita heard that cry, which was not the cry of Ram, but the cry of the evil demon. And she said to Lakshman, have you heard your brother Ram? He needs your help. Go. Lakshman said, no, Sita. Ram said before he left, I should guard you. Here's a trick of the demons. But Mother Sita was momentarily overwhelmed and said, Lakshman, I knew you only came into the forest because you wanted me. Now where your brother needs you, you are staying with me to have me as your wife. Go and help Ram. Lakshman said, oh mother, you should not have said this. Now I cannot stay with you and follow the order of Ram. I must go. You have sent me away. But no, the demons are around. They will capture you. But before I go, I will protect you. I will draw a circle around you. Always stay within this circle. The moment you step over the border of the circle, the demon Ravan will come and he will steal you. Stay, please stay within the Lakshman Rekha, the circle of Lakshman. And then Lakshman drew a circle around the ashram and went to look for Ram. The moment Lakshman was gone, Ravan came. He ran towards Sita, wanting to kidnap him. But lo and behold, as he came to the thin line, the Lakshman Rekha, a fire sprung into his face and he couldn't cross it. How to get to Sita? He developed a disguise. He took the form, the disguise of a sannyasi with cloth like me. Oops. He fell down before the circle, Lakshmin Manreka, and called, hunger, hunger, please give me something to eat. I cannot move for one more meter. Sita saw the false ascete. She brought the fruits from the altar and placed it just near to the end of the Lakshman Rekha and said, you just come and take it. I cannot move any longer, said the false ascete. I will starve to death if you don't give me food. Bring it here. I can't come to you. And then Sita did the mistake. This mistake was the reason for the war. This mistake was the reason for many troubles. this mistake was the reason for the sadness of Lord Rama's heart when he was separated from his beloved Sita. Sita stepped outside of the circle, outside of the spiritual circle. Sita left the Lakshman Rekha. The rest is history. You all know Ravan overwhelmed her, kidnapped her, brought her to Lanka, and she was without protection. My dear devotees of the village of Dubai, this happens to each one of us the moment where we leave our spiritual circle. We are overwhelmed by the forces of evil. We are overwhelmed by Maya, the illusory potency. We should create in our lives a Lakshman Rekha. How to do this? How can we create a spiritual circle which protects us and energizes us? Well, one way is if we come to the satsangs and chant and meet devotees. At that moment we feel how our spiritual circle increases. Can we not all feel how in our hearts there is first some satisfaction coming, and then this rare feeling of bhakti is entering our hearts, and we feel very well and protected because we are in our spiritual circle, the Krishna Rekha. And can we not feel when we leave this circle, when we are in the world, in our business lives, when we are developing anxiety, will this business work? Can we not feel how our spiritual circle gets weak? The energy leaves us. We become dry and easily agitated. My dear devotees of the village Dubai, be very careful. Learn the art of drawing your spiritual circle and never leave it. Come to the satsang programs. If it is not possible or if there is no satsang program, you can have a program at your house. Today we were at the house of Sindhu and Rakesh. There was a wonderful altar, and these householders were very happy in their spiritual life. They were smiling to greet devotees in the house. They were feeding us with Krishna Prasad, and we sat together and we discussed about how everything is Krishna's mercy, even if we don't see it in the very beginning. And we felt very happy because we felt our spiritual circle was increasing. It's a long subject, and because we have German time today, that is, we will not go over time, I can only be very brief. My request to all of you is learn this art of drawing your spiritual circle. Every morning you should do something, a prayer, chanting Hare Krishna, reading the Bhagavad Gita, offering your food, inviting devotees, coming to satsang, which will inflate or increase the spiritual circle. Because in these spiritual activities, there is the bhakti shakti, the energy of devotion, which then will reach your heart, touch your heart. And when your heart is spiritually touched and awakened or enlivened, the spiritual circle increases And people who see you during the day say, oh, you look so fresh. Oh, you look so young. You never become old, huh? What is your secret? And then you can give the answer. My secret is the spiritual circle, the Krishna Rekha. I have learned it by the grace of Srila Prabhupada and the Hare Krishna movement. Oh, yes. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.